morning and welcome to Apple A Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Trace Mendler. He's a physician assistant and he is the newest member of the medical staff here joining us at our walk-in clinic. And I'm excited to introduce him to you, our listeners, this morning. Good morning, Trace. Thanks for making time to be with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's just start with letting our listeners know a little bit about your background. What has your work experience and previous life looked like before joining Lake Region Healthcare?
Yeah, so born and raised in San Diego, California. Educated, I went to paramedic school when I was 20, graduated paramedic school when I was about 21. I worked as a paramedic in the San Diego City EMS system for over a decade, about 13 years. I then went into, started taking prerequisites for PA school, then went to PA school at the University of Washington. Subsequently, I worked in an urgent care, a mobile urgent care for the first year. That was called Dispatch Health, where we would provide mobile urgent care services to people in their home. We would drive out there with basically anything that you had in urgent care, you would have in a hybrid SUV, and we'd go to people's homes and deliver quality medical care there. And then I moved on to working in an emergency department in Southwest Washington and Centralia, and then moved out here to Minnesota. And then the last couple of years, I've been working in the emergency department in Long Prairie, Minnesota with CentraCare.
I'm starting out as a paramedic in San Diego, and then with your kind of mobile health, I bet you've seen a lot your career. A lot of experience that you bring to this role.
Absolutely, yeah. I think there's been a lot of good, life experience and social skills that I've built being in that. Pre-hospital or out of facility type medical environment, where you just don't get that in a brick and mortar type facility. Yeah. So that's, I think, a good, it's something that I look back on, grateful to have experienced. And
yeah. Like I said, really great experience that you've brought into this role. What is it that inspired you to kind of take this path in the first place to, become a paramedic, enter the medical field, and then to eventually pursue your PA degree? What were the drivers behind that?
So I did my first ride along on a paramedic unit when I was 5. My dad is still a paramedic. He's almost 70.
That's amazing.
He was a paramedic firefighter for San Diego Fire. So I basically got it, and then he retired. Now he's just kind of working for extra money on the ambulance still, because he just wants something to do still.
Right.
But I would say, my dad. And then my mom was a pharmacy technician. So she also was in healthcare too. And so I think with sort of having the dad who was a paramedic and then the mom who worked in the pharmacy sort of made sense to become, a provider as a PA. And, I just wanted to do more for the patient, and be more involved, learn more about the medical field, become more advanced in the medical field. And I like science, so I just eventually wanted to just sort of progress and get a little deeper into the medical textbooks and that sort of thing, and understand disease more and treat it. And that's why I went to PA school.
It's kind of in your blood, it sounds like.
Sure.
And then you
just
continued to advance and grow. My next question is, what prompted you to join Lake Region Healthcare? I failed to mention in the introduction, you already have kind of a strong connection to Lake Region Healthcare. I'm guessing that your wife might have something to do with why you came to Fergus Falls and why you're considering Lake Region Healthcare. But tell us more about what prompted that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice to have, Andrea here. And when we first moved here, she started here right away. And so she's been able to share with me, her what she likes about being a provider here and serving the community in which we live. And I think that's part of it, too. It's not necessarily just just like a family thing, which is nice, obviously, but just being able to serve the community in which I reside and feel like I'm making a difference in the community is something that I'm really excited about. And I would say the main driver of why I've taken the role here.
Right. You know? Which, yeah, which fits so well with the kind of organization that Lake Region Healthcare is.
You know,
of the community, by the community, and for the community. And for our listeners who don't know, Andrea Rader Mendler, a Fergus Falls native, is Trace's wife. So great to have you both here. What is it about urgent care or emergency medicine that really kind of fits well with the type of medicine that you like to practice?
I think I always wanted to just make the biggest difference when the patient most needed it. Mm-hmm. And so when I went to as a paramedic, you know, that's what it was, you know.
Sure.
And I just always liked more acute care, and it doesn't always have to be this person is really, really, really sick. I mean, just being able to treat immediate problems, I feel, if it's my personality more, and I'm able to kind of thrive in a more immediate care, acute care environment. It's just, I like the team-based approach to that type of care, working closely with the nursing staff and radiology techs and lab techs, and I do enjoy the team-based environment of acute care, but it can be anything from, you know, a simple ear infection to, you know, treating patients that are involved in a major traffic collision. And I just having that immediate impact, I think, of when the patient most needs it.
When you think about what really high quality care looks like to you, what are kind of the important elements?
First of all, I think being an active listener, just allowing your patient to speak, tell you what's what their ailments are, what's bothering them, and giving them the time to explain, so then that you can take that information and best formulate, you know, a plan of workup and a differential diagnosis, and then also when it comes to then kind of finishing the visit or the encounter or whatever the situation is, I think it's really important to involve the patient into shared decision making, as it's called. It's a pretty widely used term now, and I think patients, when you have that discussion with them and they're also part of their care, and they make that decision with you, they leave the facility more comfortable with what's happened, and they feel like they also sort of aided you in their treatment, and it's just having the patient almost become part of the team too. And
right.
I think, just being a good listener, and then having discussions. I don't particularly think patients enjoy it when they're just being talked at and talked, and they might feel like they could even be being talked down to in that case. So,
it's a real partnership,
both
that listening and that shared decision making.
Yep.
What about when you're not working? What do you like doing outside of medicine?
I guess my favorite hobby would be surfing. I grew up in California, so I surfed a lot there, like probably 5 times a week,
wow.
Sometimes more.
Sometimes, I bet you miss it.
Sometimes twice a day.
There's not a lot of surfing in Minnesota.
No, not a lot, but there is in Duluth, actually.
And have you done it?
I have. So that's something that I'll do. I'll be getting ready for that in the fall.
Nice.
When there's strong winds, like the, you know, gales in November.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, surfing, time with family, obviously time with my wife, and we like to go out and try new food. We like to go to the cities or Fargo, try new restaurants, and go on walks around Central Lakes Trail.
Mm-hmm.
We really like just being outdoors and seeing nature and spending time in the yard, things like that.
Great. Yeah. That's great. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about you or the walk-in clinic and what you'll be doing there?
I think it's a great place to come and get the care you need. And, you know, their hours are very, there's, you know, hours up to 7 on the weekdays. So if you can't get in to your doctor and you need to be seen, the we'd be there to take care of you and help you out.
Those walk-in clinic hours are super convenient, like you said, till 7 o'clock on weeknights, and then being open both Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5. Anything else you'd like patients to know about what to expect when they come to the walk-in clinic, or even, you know, when to decide whether you should go to the ER or the walk-in clinic or see your regular doctor? Any tips to share from that perspective?
Yeah, I think, and I think they have a sign up now when you drive by, but any chest pain, you know, I would always just go to the ER. Really bad difficulty breathing, uncontrollable bleeding, you need to go to the ER. But there's definitely information on Lake Reese's website of reasons to go to the walk-in clinic versus not.
Always before I go, I like to ask my guests if they had one health tip to share with listeners. What would you choose to give our listeners for the thought for today?
I think, you know, focusing in on your mental health, you know, because if you're feeling bad or, you know, mentally, that can, you know, distribute into the more physical aspects and physical symptoms. Mm-hmm. And so if you're feeling like, you know, you need some help mentally, I think that should almost be like a number one thing, especially when we're sort of in this new sort of time in lives where everything is so digital and there's so much social pressure from social media and comparing yourself to other people because of social media and that kind of thing. And so I can see that, you know, and just working in the last three and a half years as a PA, it just seems like you know, anxiety, depression is creeping up. Mm-hmm. And so I think if people can take care of their mental health and talk to their doctor or any medical provider or even just self-refer to, you know, for some behavioral therapy, that would be a good step. Mm-hmm. And I do think that does translate to a healthier, you know, physical body, healthier vital signs over time. Mm-hmm. Better blood, you know, happier or better numbers in your blood pressure if you're less stressed, things like that. I mean, I think there's just so much evidence and studies now showing what, you know, poor sleep and what stress levels do and what that does to long-term cardiovascular health, risk factors for heart attack and things. So I think that's something that we should really be focused on. I think there is a lot of awareness that's coming up in you know, in the world about that, but I think it's always good to like stress that to the patient and like to take care of, you know, their mental health and make that a priority. So
what a great tip, and you make such a good point about how interrelated our mental health is with our overall physical health. So thanks for that today. Thanks for joining me, Trace Mendler, physician assistant, newest member of the medical staff here, joining our walk-in clinic team. Thanks for making time to join us, and welcome to Lake Region Healthcare.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and I'm very excited to be part of the team now and appreciate y'all. Thank
you. Trace Mendler and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day today, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.